We're talking with Patricia Fuhrer about death anxiety. Dr. Fuhrer is an associate professor in the Department of Clinical Health Psychology at the University of Manitoba and a clinical psychologist at the Anxiety Disorders Program at St. Boniface General Hospital in Winnipeg, Canada. Dr. Fuhrer, can you explain what death anxiety is?
Sure. Death anxiety refers to worries and fears related to death themes. So this can involve a number of different things. For some people, the anxiety is around the process of dying. So they worry about whether death will be painful, for instance. For some individuals, the fear is more about what comes after death. They have concerns about the feeling of nothingness, worry that there is or is not something that comes after death. For some individuals, they focus more on fears around what they will leave behind when they die, so they may be very concerned about leaving loved ones behind, not being able to see their children grow up, for example. Death anxiety can involve anxiety around your own death, but it can also involve fears around the death of loved ones, family members, friends, so forth.
And how does this become a disorder? What distinguishes it from plain old anxiety?
Well, that's an interesting question. Most of us will have anxiety about death from time to time. Anxiety about death is a really normal emotion, particularly in times of stress or if you have, for example, a family member who is ill. Most of us will start thinking about our own mortality, our own death. It becomes a problem for people when it really starts to interfere with day-to-day functioning. Most people manage the death anxiety fairly well, but for some it really starts to interfere with their enjoyment of daily activities. They find that they are constantly thinking about death and dying. That's when it becomes a problem.
How common a problem would you say this disorder is?
We don't know that much about it in that sense. Again, most of us will have some anxiety about death. Probably in the neighborhood of 15% of the general population will say that they have a fair amount of worry about death, but less than 5% are reporting severe fear of death, where it really starts to interfere.
In your experience, do you find that people usually have anxiety about other related issues?
Death anxiety can certainly be something that happens tied in with other fears. So, for example, a lot of individuals who have health anxiety, meaning people who worry a lot about things like having cancer or heart disease, they often worry a lot about death and dying. It can also go along with problems like panic disorder, sometimes with depression, with generalized anxiety disorder. So often these individuals will have broader worries as well, but not necessarily. For some individuals, it's really the focus is death. That's their only worry.
And have you found at all if someone comes down with a terminal illness, for instance, that they reach a point where it actually becomes a disorder? Other than just reckoning with their own terminal state?
It's an interesting situation. When a person actually is ill and is, dealing with a terminal illness in particular, the initial reaction is often one of fear, worry, all of those emotions. Often as the person is working through that and getting closer to death, particularly when they have good opportunities to talk about their experiences with people around them, with their doctors, with their family, many find that they actually get to a point where they're fairly accepting of what is happening for them.
Let's talk about treatment of death anxiety. And if you could just describe a little bit about the types of treatment that you've found effective for people.
I generally take a cognitive behavioral approach to treatment with death anxiety, very similar in many ways to the kind of treatments that we do for other anxiety problems. The starting point for treatment generally involves really getting a good understanding of exactly what's going on for this person. So what is the focus of their fear? Are there some triggers that really set off episodes of worry? Are there situations that they avoid? Often people with death anxiety will avoid things like going to funerals. They may avoid watching television programs where a character is ill or dying. So we need to get a really good picture of what's going on there. In terms of treatment, the main things that we focus on are working towards increasing acceptance of the reality of death. And that's sort of the tricky part. That's not easy for a lot of people. We work on that in different ways. Probably the principal way is facing fears around death. So that's where exposure comes in. And exposure means simply that we practice facing situations that are related to death and dying. Sometimes we can do that in real life. So some of the treatment may involve things like practicing going to funerals, reading books about illness, about death, may involve watching movies, television programs. I will often encourage people to do things like write a will, make funeral plans, this kind of thing, as a way to face some of their worries about these themes. So that can be really helpful. Another part that I find is really important is working through the specific worries that people have about death and dying. So I will generally have people write out what I call a death story, where they write down in narrative form all of their fears and worries and doubts in a story, with including all of their emotions and concerns, and then practice reading that over until they can deal with that a little bit more comfortably. So those are some of the kinds of things that we work on in the treatment.
So if a patient would come to you and go through these exercises that you've described, is there an approximate length of time in which you've seen changes, positive outcomes?
That's an interesting question. It ranges a lot. So some people I find very quickly make progress, and meaning that they feel more comfortable with the idea of death. Doesn't mean that they're going to be happy about the idea of death, but more comfortable, less fearful. For some individuals, though, it takes some time, perhaps more time to see change than with some of the other anxiety problems. So we might be talking, 10 sessions at least, perhaps fairly a substantial amount more than that. Again, it varies quite a bit.
Okay. Thanks very much, Dr. Fuhrer. This is Jean Kaplan-Tycho for ADAA.